Hi, everybody. Tim Robertson here, usually with the MyMac.com podcast. A little bit different this week. I should say today. We're still doing our regular podcast on Thursday, so be sure to come back and listen to that. But today's podcast is a little bit different. It's just me. I don't have Chad Perry with me at the moment. A lot of times I kind of think of Chad as my crutch, like I can't do a podcast without Chad, because it's just not as good. And I firmly believe that with Chad and I together doing podcasts are much better than when I do them by myself. But I've got some new equipment that I wanted to test out, so I thought, well, why not make a quick podcast? And by quick, it means I'm going to keep it a little bit short. And the subject for today's podcast is the Airport Express with AirTunes Mac Plus PC. Yes, I'm talking about the Airport Express wireless base station that you can use to send your MP3s or your AAC files, whatever it is, from your iTunes directly to your stereo. Now, I've been reviewing speakers on computers for a long time now, and I kind of get used to the sound quality of digital music, which isn't to say that that's a good thing. By the way, if you hear a lot of noise right now, my G5, which it tends to do for apparently no reason at all, likes to kick on the fans a little louder for a few minutes and then slowly brings them back down. Really drives me crazy because there's absolutely no reason that the fans should be revving up the way they are right now. But they are, and there's nothing I can do to control that. I probably should have sent this 1.8 gigahertz G5 back into Apple when I first bought it and had this looked at, but too late now. It's been, 18-19 months since I've owned this, so kind of stuck with it at this point. Regardless, getting back to the Airport Express base station. You know, I've got really nice home theater speakers. They're Paradigm. I've had them for probably a decade now, maybe a little bit longer, I'm not sure. And they sound fantastic. They really do. They blow away any speakers I've ever listened to via the computer. So I thought, wouldn't it be a great idea if I had an Airport Express base station that I can wirelessly send my tunes from my iTunes directly to my Onkyo receiver and then out through the speakers. Now, I'm used to listening to these MP3s and some of the songs that I bought through Apple, but most of my music is ripped from CDs at a fairly high bit rate. And I'm used to what they sound like on the computer, and they don't sound bad. In fact, some of it sounds damn good, if I do say so myself. But here's the thing. When I send them over to the good speakers, the Paradigms, on the Onkyo, boy, they sound like crap. You know, they really, really do. And I know a lot of people are moving everything to digital, you know. But when you send an MP3 file that's encoded at around 128 or 256, I know some people actually encode their music a lot less than that, and that really sounds bad. And you send that wirelessly over a small network, and it converts that signal into your, in my case, an Onkyo stereo receiver. It really just does not sound good. Let's see. Airport and iTunes software for Mac and PC. 3.5 millimeter audio connector with support for analog, stereo, and digital output. It says on the box, anyways. Let's see here. Up to 50-foot wireless range at 54 megabits per second. Blah, 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 blah. Here's the thing, though. I was really looking forward to getting this Airport Express base station. I really wanted to be able to send music to my home theater and enjoy it in the living room at a much better sounding quality than I get through my Mac. And honestly, it sounds worse. Now, does it sound worse because of the encoding of the MP3s, or does it sound worse because my speakers in the living room are so good that you really notice the crappiness of MP3s? I'm afraid to say it's probably the latter. the crappiness of MP3 really, really comes through loud and clear and all of its ugly glory when you play them on a really good sound system. And I knew this. This is nothing new. This wasn't really that big of a surprise. I am kind of shocked at how bad it sounds compared to putting the same CD and playing a CD on the stereo. There's just no comparison. Listen, there goes the G5 cranking it up again. Thanks. Great timing. Probably wouldn't sound as bad. Wow, it's really getting loud this time, too. Can you hear that? If anybody has any suggestions on why my Mac, this G5, is just revving up like it's a Harley-Davidson motorcycle for no apparent reason, let me know. I'd appreciate it. Let's see. The Airport Express base station. The only thing it comes with is the Airport Express base station itself. It doesn't come with any cabling at all. If you go out and buy a cassette deck or a CD player, it comes with an RCA cord. The Airport Express base station, nothing. Nothing at all. The only thing that's in there is the base station itself. So if you want to hook this up to your stereo, which is pretty much what they designed it for, guess what? You got to go out and buy a RCA to 3.5mm audio end cable. It's just basically a headphone jack type cable to an RCA jack on the other end. You can also use this to connect a USB printer and print wirelessly. Yada, yada, yada. And you know, that's kind of cool, but honestly, most people are going to buy this to listen to their music on their stereo. At least that's kind of what Apple... that's kind of what Apple, you know, markets it at. Get wireless internet access for up to 10 users. Extend the range of your existing wireless network. Well, it does do that. And for wireless internet, the Airport Express base station works great. To listen to music on your stereo, it works. But I'm not going to say it works great because the sound quality is crap. It really is. If you're an audiophile or someone that really enjoys music and you're thinking about buying an Airport Express base station to wirelessly send music from your iTunes to your amplifier, don't. It's really not worth it, quite honestly. Spend a little bit more and get an iPod and directly hook up your iPod to your stereo, which, by the way, all you need is that same RCA to mini jack cable that I was speaking about a minute ago. And the thing is, this really bothers me that this Airport Express base station does not come with the cords that you need to make it work. It's crazy. It really is. And it's cheap, is what it is. And I'm not used to cheapness from Apple computer. And it says right on the box, I mean, there's no big surprise, cable sold separately. Yeah, well, gee, thanks. So in other words, if I buy this, I gotta turn around and buy something even more just to get it to do what it's supposed to do out of the box. Thanks, Apple. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all for this abbreviated podcast today. Hope you enjoyed it. I didn't really enjoy doing it as much as I do sitting with Chad, so look for a new MyMac.com podcast on Thursday. See ya.